Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, March 18th. To be or not to be, Tesla makes the news today for shutting down and for staying open. The situation around Tesla's operations in the Bay Area with a shutdown order has been confusing, as authorities have apparently sent conflicting orders. Yesterday, the Alameda County Sheriff's Office reportedly revoked Tesla's status as an essential business, stating, quote, "Tesla is not an essential business as defined in the Alameda County Health Order. Tesla can maintain minimum basic operations per the Alameda County Health Order," close quote. These operations did not include building new cars. Now, that's despite a previous statement from the county official, as Tesla's own statement to employees in which it describes itself as a, quote, "national critical infrastructure," close quote. And the latest is today. Tesla confirmed that they don't have a final word on the status of their operations under the existing shelter-in-place order, but they are continuing operations. In an email to employees, Tesla said today, quote, "We still do not have a final word from the city, county, state, and federal government on the status of our operations. We've had conflicting guidance from different levels of government. Until then, we are operating with essential employees only, while all others are working from home and working to incorporate all CDC guidelines into our operations," close quote. The company said that employees can take paid time off, and they will give access to up to 2 weeks if needed. They also promise not to penalize employees if they decide to come into work. Quote, "If you are not feeling well, please stay home and use PTO. If your PTO balance is low, you can borrow up to 80 hours or 2 weeks after you exhaust your PTO balance," close quote. Beyond the factory, Tesla plans to keep its service and sales operations going, with some social distancing measures in place. In an email to employees, the automaker laid out the argument that they are exempt from the recent shutdown announcement as a national critical infrastructure. A source familiar with Tesla's retail division said that the automaker doesn't plan to change business hours unless they are forced in specific jurisdictions. They have been authorized to do test drives without a co-pilot, meaning that the customer is alone in the car. And concluding our Tesla coverage, Tesla is giving away 2 months of free solar power to people signing up for its new home solar subscription program, which starts at just $65 per month in California. And moving on, Mercedes-Benz and BMW are adding a wide range of new plug-in hybrids as they strive to reduce CO2 emissions to meet stricter European Union targets this year. Both companies said putting plug-in hybrids in versions on more models would help reduce carbon emissions this year by 20%. Now, this could be a result of the loophole in the emission standards called supercredits. Under the European Union rules, plug-in hybrid electric vehicles that are capable of CO2 emissions below 50 grams per kilometer can be used to offset higher emissions from other vehicles. With this news, it would seem that Mercedes and BMW will saunter into electrification casually, but there's more to the BMW story. Oddly enough, the top, most powerful version of the upcoming next-generation BMW 7 Series will be all-electric, according to BMW chief Oliver Zipse. At BMW's annual accounts press conference 2020, Zipse commented, quote, "And I can tell you officially today that our BMW 7 Series flagship will be one of them. The next-generation 7 Series will be available with four drivetrain variants, petrol, diesel, plug-in hybrid, and fully electric. All drivetrains will be based on a single architecture, and the top, most powerful 7 Series will be fully electric," close quote. This vehicle is expected to be unveiled next year. The Chinese electric vehicle maker XPeng has secured a National Highway Traffic Safety Administration permit to test drive the new P7 EV. Now, does this mean the company is getting closer to the U.S. market? XPeng responds to Electrek by saying, quote, "Currently, our main focus is to bring the P7 to the Chinese market, ensuring quality production and mass delivery, providing customers with the best post-sales service," close quote. Along with this, according to Pan Daily, XPeng Motors says that it also renewed its autonomous vehicle testing permit from the Department of Motor Vehicles in the state of California, presumably where it focuses most of its driving. And in Electrek's green energy brief, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham had to make some tough cuts in the southwestern state's annual budget due to economic pressure as a result of the coronavirus. But she still prioritized EVs and charging stations in Santa Fe, which received $750,000, according to the Santa Fe Reporter. U.S. lawmakers are scrambling to put together a stimulus package for the coronavirus crisis, and Democratic House members have included green energy tax incentives. Examples include tax incentives for batteries and electricity storage systems, solar and wind, and electric vehicles to support the clean energy industry in an economic downturn. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Lime has just announced that it is suspending its electric scooter sharing operations to encourage people to stay indoors as part of social distancing policy. The countries with suspended Lime service include Italy, France, and Spain. Service is also being suspended in California and Washington State. New York City has decided to temporarily suspend its crackdown on electric bicycles, like those used by food delivery workers. The suspension in enforcement means that the NYPD will no longer issue tickets or confiscate electric bikes during the crisis. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.